You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash, first episode of the new semester, and I'm Wilmus Dukakis, the host, in case you couldn't tell. So I don't think anyone's really listening right now, but if you are, welcome. I hope you had a good holiday season, end of the year type thing. And today I didn't realize I was going to have a radio show today until late last night, so I had to throw together a playlist. This playlist is about a pretty generic topic, but I guess, I don't know, it's like being awkward in social situations, or just awkward social situations, or, yeah, basically I had to come up with a show really quick, so you're welcome. All right, so let's get right into it. First up, we're going to be playing a track from Modern Baseball off their 2012 album, Sports. It's called Tears Over Beers. I really wanted to play Rock Bottom by Modern Baseball, but it has like a bunch of swears, so I couldn't. But anyway, so let's go with Tears Over Beers from Modern Baseball. Technical difficulties. Wait. It's coming, I promise.
Boy, we'll call it 15 or so. I found myself annoyed by a syndrome of sorts in my bones. That girl who's next to me.
Wait, next, like right next to me. Oh, God.
She found herself bored to tears. She realized if she wanted conversation, she's out of luck for 3 more years. When I moved away from home, 100 miles or so, I knew a change had grown inside my awkwardly long limbs and bones. That girl who's next to me, she's friendly and thoughtful and quite awfully pretty, but all she has to say is a meathead themed monologue on why Brad ran away. She said, all I can hope for is for me to get better, 'cause all I can take is no more. With me, he needed more than me. I'm friendly and thoughtful and quite awfully pretty, but he needed more than me. When I felt that I should leave, we'll call it midnight or so, I found myself annoyed by a syndrome of sorts in her bones. That girl who's next to me, she don't know her worth in this town, 'cause her face starts to shine when that meathead behind me is grinning as he's checking her out. I said, all I can hope for is for you to get better, 'cause all I can take is no more.
That was Tears Over Beers from Modern Baseball. Anyway, up next, we have a song that, I mean, it's by a band that I think my mom likes, Husker Du. It's the only band I know of that from Minnesota, which is interesting. Anyway, this song is called Don't Wanna Know If You Are Lonely. It's a pretty good song. Yeah, I mean, I don't really have that much to say for my two listeners. But, yeah, here we go. That was Don't Want to Know If You Are Lonely from Husker Du. Up next, I guess it's kind of a similar type of song. Well, a similar band, I guess. And anyway, it's The Vandals with probably their most popular song. I think it's their most popular song. Yeah, it is their most popular song, at least on Spotify. My Girlfriend's Dead. It's about a guy who pretends his girlfriend's dead. Pretty self-explanatory. If you haven't listened to it, you're about to find out. Anyway, here we go with My Girlfriend's Dead by The Vandals.
About her, so I tell them all my girlfriend.
That was My Girlfriend's Dead from the Vandals. Up next, I'm pretty sure I've played this song on my radio show before. But it's a great song. It's one of my favorites from the music that came out from last year. And Lord got... She was dealt a tough hand by the Grammy people, by the people who do the Grammys. Anyway, I think she should have won Best Album, because I think her album was better than Bruno Mars. Well, all the albums were better than Bruno Mars's. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to play Liability by Lorde off her album Melodrama. So, here we go.
Baby really hurt me, crying in the taxi. He don't wanna know me, says he made the big mistake of dancing in my store. Says it was poison, so I guess I'll go home into the arms of the girl that I love, the only love I haven't screwed up. She's so hard to please, but she's a forest fire. I do my best to meet her demands, play at romance, we slow dance in the living room, but all that a stranger would see is one girl swaying alone, stroking a cheek. They say you're a little much for me, you're a liability, you're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. The truth is, I am a toy that people enjoy till all of the tricks don't work anymore. And then they are bored of me. I know that it's exciting running through the night, but every perfect summer's eating me alive until you're gone. Better on my own, they say. You're a little much for me. You're a liability. You're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. They're gonna watch me disappear into the sun. You're all gonna watch me disappear into the sun.
That was Lorde with Liability off her album that came out last year, Melodrama. Up next we have... I'm not gonna lie to you. Some of these songs are pretty sad. So this is one of the sadder songs on this list. It's Never Had No One Ever off the 1986 album The Queen Is Dead from the Smiths. Probably my favorite Smiths album. Mina's Murder is pretty good, but I like The Queen Is Dead better probably. Anyway, so Never Had No One Ever by the Smiths. It's pretty depressing, but I don't know, it's an accurate depiction of loneliness. Anyway, I'm just gonna play it. I'm gonna stop talking.
When you walk without ease on these streets where you were raised, I had a really bad dream. It lasted 20 years, 7 months, and 27.
That was Never Had No One Ever from The Smiths. Up next, we have definitely a more upbeat song, a song I'm more looking forward to playing, I guess. Though those sad songs aren't bad to play, I guess, every once in a while. Anyway, so we have In the Garage by Weezer off their debut self-titled album, Weezer, which came out in 94. They've had four self-titled albums now. First the Blue Album, then the Green Album, then the Red Album, and the White Album. And then, like, they obviously they've dropped other albums that weren't self-titled, but those are their four self-titled. And then they dropped another album last year, but I'm going to pretend like that one doesn't exist because it's not very good. Anyway, here we have In the Garage. It's about being a nerd, basically. So here we go. That was In the Garage from Weezer. Up next, I'm going to play a song from Modest Mouse that I feel like maybe not all of my three listeners will enjoy, but I don't know. Early Modest Mouse is hit or miss for most people, I feel. So this is Never Ending Math Equation off their 2000 album, Building Nothing Out of Something. I like it. I was going to play, what was I going to play off this? Was it on this? Was it, I was going to play Broke off this album, right? But it has swears in it, which is wonderful because it means I can't play great songs. Anyway, here we go with Never Ending Math Equation from Modest Mouse.
That never even ever really even is in it, and infinite spirals out creation. We're on the tip of its thumbs, and it is saying, well, we ain't sure where you stand. You ain't machines and you ain't land, and the plants and the animals, they are land, and the plants and the animals eat each other. Never even ever really even is in it, and infinite spirals out creation. We're on the tip of its tongue, and it is saying, well, we ain't sure where you stand. You ain't machines and you ain't land, and the plants and the animals, they are land, and the plants and the animals eat each other.
That was Never Ending Math Equation from Modest Mouse. Up next, I have probably a more listener-friendly song. It's I Heard It Through the Grapevine from Marvin Gaye. Obviously a classic song. Yeah, let's just get right into it.
Chosen hands to make me blue.
And from that song, we come to How to Disappear Completely by Radiohead off of Kid A. Kid A is, I'm pretty sure it's one of Radiohead's most critically acclaimed albums. It's not my favorite Radiohead album, but it is a very good album. I recommend you listen to it if you haven't before. Anyway, this song, How to Disappear Completely, is pretty emotional. It's a good track, so here we go. How to disappear completely.
I'll be gone.
That was Radiohead with How to Disappear Completely off their album Kid A. Yeah, sad song. Let's move on to something at least a little more upbeat, if not necessarily happy. We're going to be playing Whatever Happened, by The Strokes, off their 2003 album Room on Fire. Room on Fire and First Impressions of Earth have really grown on me in like the past two-ish years or so, because Is This It used to be like undoubtedly my favorite Strokes album, but Room on Fire and First Impressions of Earth are both good albums in their own right. Anyway, we're just going to play before I screw up talking anymore. Here we go, Whatever Happened by The Strokes. That was Whatever Happened from The Strokes. Up next, we have Modern Act by Cloud Nothings off their album. It did come out last year. Life Without Sound. It was an alright album. It wasn't amazing, but it wasn't bad. And Modern Act, I'm pretty sure this was the single off of it. I could be wrong. Anyway, it's about how people are just putting up a facade and how, you know, it's hard to cope in modern society. I don't know. We're just going to listen to the song together. It's a good song. So, here we go. Modern Act from Cloud Nothings. That was Modern Act from Cloud Nothings. And then up next, my show's getting a little early today, but that's all right. I'll probably be back this time next week, probably, unless I decide to change my time. Because I might be doing that, but who knows. Anyway, this is going to be my last song of the day. It's a classic, but I wanted to mix it up a little, so it's the live version. It's Train in Vain by The Clash, originally off of London Calling. This is the live version, though. So, interesting fact is, I believe they included it at, like, the very last minute, so it's not actually listed on the London Calling LP on the vinyl sleeve, but it was on there, and, yeah, my mom has London Calling, and she wrote, like there are 18 tracks before that, and they're numbered, and then she wrote 19, Train in Vain, Stand By Me, whatever. So that's pretty cool, I guess. Not really. But, so here we go, Train in Vain from The Clash to end the show.
Stand by me. So stand by me. No way.
That was the live version of Train in Vain from The Clash. Speaking of The Clash, this was Radio Clash, my first episode of the semester. I hope you enjoyed. I'm Will Moustakakis. I'll see you next week, either at this time. I might do it at some other time on Wednesdays. I'm not really sure yet. But if it changes, I mean, you just won't hear me at this time next week. That's basically it. All right, so see you next week.